Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
It is another wonderful, beautiful weekend here in the High Desert.
We're looking forward to it. Yes, it's Labor Day weekend.
Yes, and it seems like things are kind of cooling off a little bit.
A little bit, but we're still looking forward to the warm weather. I like the warm weather. I'm not a big fan of the cold weather.
I got to agree with you there. We're sisters of the same cloth.
Yes.
You know what? We've got an exciting guest this morning who's going to be with us. This gentleman has just shared his talent. I'm going to say Southern California, but basically all across this country. He's just a magnificent vocalist. He is also a humanitarian, and he's also going to be joining us here in the High Desert for a special performance.
Yes.
In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month. And so, you know what? I am just really, really excited and somewhat humbled to welcome Pepe Marquez to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Pepe, it's so good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be invited to do an interview with you guys.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your career, because you have been doing music for how long?
Oh, I would say over 40 years.
Wow. And what is it about? When did you realize that you could sing, that you had that talent?
It took a while. When I was a little kid, I used to just like to sing around the house, or I'd sing at parties for the family and stuff. But when I was around the age of 14, 15 years old, I started trying to put bands together with my buddies, garage bands and stuff. And I actually started out wanting to be a percussionist. I wanted to play congas.
Really?
Yes.
And so then you realized that being the front man, the singer, would get you girls, huh?
Well, that's sort of, I guess, yeah. I always liked it, but there was already a singer in the band, so, I got to do a song here and there. I actually used to play with a band. The bands that are started, they were Mexican bands, so all they played was Mexican music.
Mm.
But I could speak English, so I could sing in English. So we started doing. They wanted to do some English songs, so that's how I got to my chance to sing. And then from there, it just little by little just grew, and I started. And because at the beginning I wasn't really that good, and I've never taken like vocal lessons or music or studied music or nothing. It's all just been just a God-given talent that I just honed in and just worked at, and it got me to where I'm at today.
And so, Pepe, with that, how do you select what songs you sing? Because I know, like, it seems to me you got a serious love for R&B and a lot of the old school music. And so how do you select what you sing?
Well, there's songs that that I've just been playing with different bands that I've been in for years that were my favorite songs, songs that I just really love, whether it's R&B or a Spanish song or, oldies, because that's what I listened to growing up. As a kid at home, we listened to Mexican music because my mother, she was always blasting the radio, and we're listening to Mexican music. So that was my first love, and the first stuff that I started singing was in Spanish, the Mexican music. And then as I got older, you know, going to school and stuff, I started listening to of course, the R&B and you know, the old school stuff. You know, watching American Bandstand, Soul Train.
Yes.
And listening to the AM radio, because back then we only had AM radio.
Right.
And they would play all that, you know, every hour would be the top 10 songs or whatever. So that's where I got my love for all the different types of music, which is something that I really like, because I can sing in Spanish, I can sing in English, and that's what I do now. And so it's, you know, that's always been my thing.
And do you write as well?
Mm. Yes, I do. But most of my original songs that I have out now are written by my producer, Carlos Guillen. He's a great songwriter, so I let him do the writing, and I just do the singing. I contribute to a lot of it, you know, I throw my two cents in here and there, but Carlos is mostly the guy that does the writing.
And let me ask you something, Pepe, because we're in this time of technology, and, you know, everybody's talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and, you know, for a long time, folks have been sampling music and all of that, and that's not necessarily anything new. But what are your feelings about really those, you know, being able to truly sing and not do the auto-tune thing, and those who are mm-hmm. really able to play real instruments and really, you know, music as we grew up knowing it as music? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's what we pride ourselves on doing, is doing everything live. Like, our recordings are all, you know, we don't use the computer stuff, you know, the drums and the bass and all that stuff that they can do now. You know, everything that we record is all live bass, guitars, all the instruments are live, all the vocals. And so that's what I like. I think that sound is the good sound. Not that the other, you know, the younger kids are using all the computer stuff and all the, I'm not very, knowledgeable with all that stuff because I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, my son, he does that. He gets on the computer, he can make a beat. You mm-hmm. know, he sings to this beats and stuff, which I think is great, you know. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just a different type of music, and it's a different instrument that the younger kids are using.
Yeah, and, you know, it just could be me, just my personal preference. You know, but there's something about the soul of live mm-hmm. music, you know, the soul of somebody who's really singing and somebody who's really playing. There's something right. that just seems to connect, right? And maybe that's just because that's what I grew up with, and so that's what I know. But there's something about it. I do, too, have an appreciation for a lot of the younger artists that are out here that you know, some of the stuff I really do like, but I really find myself always being attracted. To me, there's nothing like live music.
No, I agree. And that's, you know, that's what I've always done. That's what I grew up with. And same thing, like you said, listening to it. But I, you know, I don't want to take nothing away from the people that do use it, because there's a lot of that being used now, and it makes me dance. It makes me sing. You know, I listen to them. You know, it's good stuff. It's just, you know, things change. You know, just like the music changes. You know, I remember, you know, back in the 50s, and you know, the, when the rock and roll came in, and nobody liked it, and you know, and then the funk came in, and
right.
There's always something changing. It's always good to bring in new, fresh ideas from the younger generations, and do a little bit of everything. And that's what I like of what's going on right now with the soldies, which is what, you know, what we're doing is the soldies, and people are, you know, some of the younger kids are doing it. We're bringing back the old school music, the oldies, and just doing it our own way, you know, putting a little different twist on it.
Yeah, I love it.
People are enjoying it.
So now with that, what can those who are here, us here in the high desert, what can we expect to hear from you performance-wise on September 27th over at Victor Valley College, the Performing Arts Center? What can we expect to hear from you?
I'm gonna just try to mix it up as much as I can. I think I'm only getting like 15 minutes or something. So I'm gonna you know probably play some of the most popular stuff that people are really liking and just share that with you guys. I think it was you that told me you really like that old school medley.
Yes.
So I definitely will do that.
Thank you.
For you, Regina. So
with the little bit of time that I got, I'm gonna try to just see what I can do, put something together. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it.
I'm sure we're gonna be thoroughly entertained and enjoy it. And so, Pepe, that kind of leads me to talking to you about the fact that, you know, you have been selected to receive the Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Hispanic Heritage Icon Honoree Award for this year. And so what does that mean to you to be identified as an icon?
I don't believe it. Like, I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, when I got the call, I was like, me, like me, because I don't ever look at myself or realize. You know, sometimes you don't see the impact that you're making. Mm-hmm. You know, does that make any sense?
Yes.
I guess I don't think about that kind of stuff. But things have happened recently that where I see where I'm making an impact here, or helping people that are sick or through the music. So it's a big honor. And I'm just blown away that I'm being recognized. To me, I'm just a guy out of Santa Barbara, man, that just got blessed and having some, you know, having some blessings through the music and stuff. So it's a great honor. And I'm just so proud to be a part of what's going on, and I thank you guys for the award for recognizing me.
Yeah, and I want to say that, you know, I definitely understand what you're saying, as you've just been busy doing the work, and you haven't been motivated to do the work because of awards or, you know, acknowledgments or those kinds of things. But, you know, I think there comes a time when people see you. And one of the things that I've learned about you is that you definitely have a spirit of giving back and serving where you can. And I just want to say thank you, because those are the things that make huge differences in the lives of everyday average people, and sometimes people who are so underserved and whose voices are not heard. And that's a huge impact. And so I think that in part too is why you were selected to receive this icon award, is because you've been doing that, it appears, throughout your life. What are your thoughts about community and giving back?
Oh, I think it's very important to give back. You're blessed, and you should share that blessing with everybody. So whenever I can do something, or help out, or touch somebody, or visit somebody, I mean, I was telling you earlier, I never realized the impact that I've had on some people. I've had people call me and they have a loved one in the hospital and they just want me to, give them a call and say hi to them because they want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see myself that way. Like, they want to talk to me, and they're all like, yeah, like they really, you just brighten up their day. So, you know, I take the time and call them, and I've done that, you know, many times. And it's just hard to explain, but it's, I think giving back, helping out, you know, I do a lot of stuff where I give back, and it makes me feel good. Plus, you know, you should share your blessings. That's just, I can't say any better than that. No.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Now, I want to ask you a question. And the question actually is, what's something that we might be surprised to know about you? Something that, a hobby or something that you do, or a special talent that you may have aside from your music. One of them I do know is that you cook. I haven't had the opportunity. I haven't been invited to dinner yet, but, you know, that's not here or here or there, but, you know, I'm just saying. But I know that you do cook, right? So are there other things that you do that people might be surprised to know about you?
Yeah, well, I'm a hunter. You know, I hunt. Mm-hmm. With my youngest son is we're a team, and we go out and we hunt. We're deer hunters, elk hunters. We're fishermen. I like to fish. I have 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
So that's a big hobby there.
Yes.
And I have, you know, my family's like my number one priority. Yeah, and I squeeze all that in with the music. And the music has just really gotten really busy for me. I used to be busy, but not as busy as I am now. So I have to make time for my wife and my kids and, you know, make time for my hunting. And I have a 57 Chevy truck that I show at car shows and stuff. And, you know, I'm into the car stuff. And so, yeah, I do a little bit of everything. Yeah, I'm just blessed to be able to do all that.
And you know what I want to ask you too, Pepe? Because I know that in a lot of the videos that you have, and people can go to YouTube and there's just like, I don't even know how many videos you have. But in the majority of those videos, you've got some beautiful cars. Where do you get those cars from?
Just different car clubs and different people. You know, at the beginning, it was kind of a struggle to try to get these cars, you know, because, you know, people didn't really know me and stuff. And now it's like, it's gotten really easy. Like, people are calling me, hey, man, if you got a video coming up, you know, I want to put my car in your video. And so there's just different people that have these nice cars. I did the Eastside Records show in L.A. about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got probably picked up like 5 phone numbers of people with beautiful cars. And, you know, they want to see them in our video. So yeah, they just belong to different owners, and people want to share their cars and all these different clubs and stuff. And I'm glad to use them. I'm just, it makes it really nice to be able to just make a phone call and say, hey, man, I want to use your car, you know. And it's nice. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's one of the signature, what I consider to be one of the signature pieces of a Pepe Marquez video is that these cars are like truly, truly amazing. So you say that you have a truck, right?
Yes.
Does she have a name?
Does she have a name? You know, she used to have a name, but I can't remember what her name used to be. I'm drawing a blank. But she's a she for sure. But yeah, I have a truck, and I'm always doing something too. And I probably could never get back if I sold it the money that I put into it. I'll never sell it, but it's just a hobby. You know, you're always doing something different to the car, adding this, adding that. So,
So Pepe, let me ask you this. You know, I want to really thank you for this time that you shared with us. If there is a philosophy that you have come to embrace at this point in time in your life, is there a certain, quote, philosophy, you know, that you have about how you live life at this point in time in your life?
Well, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I finally came to the age where I see life very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize, you know, we've all made mistakes and done things and said things. And now it's like, you know, it's just live every day, you know, be kind, be happy, smile, you know, help everybody, you know, just try to make this place a better place. And, and sometimes that's hard to do because things happen, situations happen. But I wish when I was in my 20s or something, I had the knowledge that I have now and know how important people are. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You know, it's just live life and be a good person as best you can.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I hope that, you know, more of us subscribe to, you know, just being more present in the moment, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And appreciating those moments, however small they may be or however large they may be, you know, just an appreciation for life, right? And
right.
and for each other. I really want to thank you for spending time with us this morning. I know that we are looking forward to seeing you on Friday, September 27th at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center. We've made this event free to the community so they can come out and support you as you receive your award. And then also as we are treated to a special performance by you. So I can't wait to get you and your family here in the high desert and so that you can see all the love and admiration that you have here and the impact that you've made on our region. So Pepe, thank you so much for this interview. We look forward to seeing you again on September 27th. Any last parting words?
Well, no, just thank you. Thank you to the committee. Thank you, you two. And if any of the younger people are listening, what I just said a little while ago about, you know, listen, because there's a mistake that I think we all made, and I know I made it. Listen to your elders. Listen to the advice. Listen to what they got to say because they're right. And you don't realize that till you get to be their age. But
yes.
listen to what people tell you, man, because they're right.
Right.
Pepe, where can we find out more about you? Listen to your music.
You can go on YouTube. All my music's on YouTube. You can also find me on all social media platforms, the music. And then I have a Facebook, Pepe Marquez artist page. I'm also on Instagram under Pepe2Marquez. And I have all my calendar there, and you can find, you know, whatever I'm doing, it's all on there.
All right, great.
Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. And again, we are excited to have you come here and be a part of the High Desert.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to come down there and hang out with you guys and enjoy the day.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, you too.
Thanks for joining us again on High Desert Dialogue this morning. Roxanne Scafidi back with you, and you can join us as we honor our Hispanic community dreamers, visionaries, and leaders in recognition of Hispanic Heritage Month on September 27th at Victor Valley College at the Performing Arts Center. Admission is free. The ceremony starts at 6 p.m. Looking at our community calendar for this Labor Day weekend, hope you enjoy it. California Free Fishing Days will take place on Saturday. During a Free Fishing Day, residents and non-residents may fish without purchasing or possessing a sports fishing license. You can find out more on our station's Facebook pages. And starting on September 2nd through September 30th, the City of Barstow's Walking Club will take place Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 5 to 8 p.m. It is a free club. All ages are welcome, happening at the Robert A. Sessions Memorial Sports Park. And from the Hesperia Animal Shelter, you can adopt your new best friend today. The adoption special goes on through Saturday. All pets are $20. You can find out more and see the pets at 24petconnect.com. Have a fun Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.